You're listening to one of the Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches, Psachim, Daf, Mem, Hey, Amud Aleph. We're going to start on Mem, Dal, Amud Beis at the bottom. So, Anolei Rav Acha, Bereder Rav Avya, Rav Ashi. Nope, not a good spot to start. Okay. So I'm going to start outside for a moment. That we have at the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. There's a discussion that Amar Abahu, Amar Yochanan. This is the best place to start. We'll jump ahead. At the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, five lines. Amar Abahu, Amar Yochanan. Kol Yisurin Shabbatora Ein Heter Mitzdarif LeIsur Chutz Meisurei Nazir. All Yisurim in the Torah, they don't combine with Heter to fulfill the minimum Shear requirement. Except for Isurei Nazir. Only by a Nazir do different foods combine. Shahari Amar Torah, Mishras, because the Torah says the word Mishras. The Pasuk says, V'chol Mishras Anavim, anything that kind of like absorbs, what does it say over there?
Infused.
Okay, right. Basically, anything that's infused with the grapes, is going to be usser. So and therefore, if you have like let's say bread that absorbs the wine in some way, so the bread itself, which is really mutter to a nazir, is going to become usser. There. So we only have isurin joining with heter joining with isser to create the minimum shear. We only have such a thing by Nazir. It doesn't exist. Chutz mi Yisrei Nazir. Sharmatar Mishras. Uvi Ze'iri Amar, and Ze'iri says, no. Af Se'or Bal Taktiru, also the Isser of having leaven on a Mizbeach, Kiman Krev Eliezer, Dejarish Kol, as, you know, that's just relevant to the previous thing on that Amud, which you hope to hear in this year. And the Gemara says, Ihachi, so, Inyan Chametz of Pesach, Nami, should also be the same by Chametz on Pesach, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara says, Einachi Nami, that's true. And then, the Gemara discusses this further. Now, you turn to Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Mem Dalet Amud Beis then, Mem Dalet Amud Beis has a discussion, that there's the Ashita of Rabbi Akiva. Actually, I guess maybe the bottom line of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gedanya Mishras, we have a brisa that says Mishras litain tam ke'ikr. That Mishras actually teaches us a different principle of tam ke'ikr, which is not the same as heter being mitzdaref with iser to create a minimum shear, but rather tam ke'ikr is a different principle that if tam is imparted on something and you take out that original thing, that itself is usher, and that is learnt from Mishras. Shem shara anav b'mayin v'yish b'hen tam yayin chayiv. Right, so it's chayiv. And mikan atadun l'chol Torah kula. And you learn tam ke'ikr from Nazir, and you apply the entire Torah. Uma Nazir, right, and you learn as a kav v'chomer, because Nazir is not an iser olam. Right, there's an end point for Nazir, and the Isser, it's not Isser Hana, and you could also be Matir the Neder sometimes with Chachamim. So it's not such a strict thing, Nazir, and Nazir we say Tam Ke'ikr, so we can apply it throughout the entire Torah. And then we say, hold on, didn't Rabbi Yochanan use Mishras to learn something else? Didn't he learn from Rabbi Yochanan taught on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis that it's not Tam Ke'ikr, but it's that it's Heter can be Mitzdarif with Isser to make a finish here? So then the Gemara says over here, yeah, but you know what? Mani Rabbanan hi, v'Rabbi Yochanan damak Rabbi Akiva. So it's actually Machlokes, Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan says like Rabbi Akiva, and that we learn from Mishras, that Heter can be Mitzdarif with Isser, and it's a unique din by Nazir not to be applied elsewhere. The Rabbanon say Mishras teaches us Tam Ke'ikr, and you learn it and you apply it everywhere. So now we can start tonight's Amud at the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. So Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Avya says to Rav Ashi, Midrabbanon Nishma l'Rabbi Akiva. So based on the sheet of the Rabbanon, we should we can try to understand Rabbi Akiva's shita better. Milo amri rabbanan mishras litain tam ke'ikr. Mikan atadan l'chol yisurin shabbatorah. Didn't we say that the rabbanan hold, they learn from mishras tam ke'ikr, and they applied it throughout the entire Torah. Rabbi Akiva nami mishras l'heter mitzdarf l'isr. And now Rabbi Akiva also. Now he says a different, he learns something else from it. He derives that that heter can be mitzdarf to isr. But Mikana Tadun Lakoli Sur Shabbatora Kula, so shouldn't Rabbi Akiva, just like the Rabbanan, shouldn't we assume that Rabbi Akiva also even though he learns a different din, shouldn't we assume that he applies it to everywhere in the Torah? Just like the Rabbanan apply what they learn to everywhere else in the Torah? Amar Lei Mishum Dahava Nazir Vehatas Shnek Suman Abayin Ka'echad Ve'ein Malam Din. Nope. Rabbi Akiva does not, because he understands that this principle of heter mistarif el iser, we see it by nazir and we see it by echatas as well, and then you have the principle of shneik suvin abayin ke'echad bein malamdin. If you have two cases identically applying this, teaching the same rule, so we see that those are actually two exceptions to the rule, and therefore you cannot apply that to all the entire Torah, but rather you learn that these are the two exceptions. So he says we have it by Nazir, we have it by Chatas, so therefore nowhere else can we assume that you can be Mitzarev Heter, that Mitzarev Heter Leser to form a Shir. Now the Gemara just wants to see, okay, let's where do we get that from? Nazir Hada Amran. Well, Nazir, we just spoke about that. We saw the case of Nazir, of combining the grape seeds and the word Mishras. Okay. Chatas Mahi. What is that case by Chatas? Detanya, because we learned in the Brayso, so Kol Asher Yigav Bebasra Yikdash V'Gomer. Anything that touches the flesh of a Karva Chatas will become sanctified. Yochol Afilu Lo Bala. You might think, even if it didn't absorb it at all, like it just like came in contact, Talmud Lomar, Bibasra, that it was in the flesh. Okay. Achivul Babasar. So until it's absorbed into the flesh. Okay. Yikdash, it'll become sanctified. Lios Kamoha, meaning that the basar of this other thing, right, that, so it's a different type of, if it's a different type of carbon, level of carbon, or maybe even chulin, they'll be like it. Shim psulahi, that if in the chatas there's a psul of some sort, I should give some examples, pigol or pasul acher, so tifsal, it's going to be pasul. Vim kseirahi, tochal kechamor shaba, and if it's kosher, You're gonna hold the stricter laws by it. So let's say a chatas is more strict than a shlamim. So if your shlamim touched the chatas, you're gonna have to hold. You have to eat it within the walls of the azara and other restrictions. Okay. Right. Yes. V'rabanan nami nahavi nazir v'chatas neksuv v'nabayin ke'echad v'ein lamdin. Well, yeah, but the rabbanan should also. The Gemara seems to be understanding this case of Chatos over here as where that some of this, now let's say somebody ate half a kazayas of the shlamim and half a kazayas of the Chatos as one, so the shlamim joins with the Chatos and both of the, and now let's say there's a psul in the Chatos, so you violated Isser, so we see Heter was Metzdarif Le'Isser. And therefore, we have two. According to Biki, we have two cases of it. Chatas, Nazir, can't learn, and you can't apply this principle of Heter Mitzarev anywhere else. But now, the Rabbanan did apply. They learned Tam Ke'ikr from it, from Nazir, and they did apply it everywhere else. But why could they do that? The Gemara says, "Nahavi Nazir v'Chatas Shnikzuv v'Nabayin Ke'echad ve'in Malamdin." Right, they should say, well, yeah, but you know what? You also see Tom Ke'ikr over here, basically, by the case of the Chatas, you can also see Tom Ke'ikr, that there's Tom imparted on it, and now it's a Ke'ikr. So we should say this is two cases of Tom Ke'ikr, and we should not be able to apply it everywhere. But now we have v'chata shnikzum abayin ke'echad v'ein v'landin. So Amri hanu mitzrich tzrichi. they would say, no, you need both, right? But there's you need to teach this principle by both Nazir and by Chatas, right? The only issue of Shnei Ksuvim Agbayim Ke'echad is that if each one, like you could have derived one from the other. You didn't need to teach it in two separate places. So it's the fact that it's extra teaches you that these are exceptions to the rule. But if I actually needed to specify this principle by both, then that's not extra, and then I would say, no, this is actually something you could apply across the board. The principle of Shnei Ksuvim Agbayim Ke'echad is only if it was completely unnecessary to teach this principle by these two cases. If there's a really good reason to teach this principle by both cases, then we don't apply the general principle of Shnei Ksuvim Agbayim Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. So the Rabbanan will respond, no, we actually needed to teach it by Nazir and Chatas, and therefore we don't apply the principle of Shnei Ksuvim Agbayim Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. Okay, Rabbi Akiva, Maitzrichi, what do you need it for? Why do you need it to be by Chatas and Nazir? And Rabbi Akiva plays it out. Bishlama, it's all good. Iksav Rachmana Bechatas, Lo Gemar Nazir Mina. So if you teach it by Chatas, I understand. You're telling me you need to teach the principle by Nazir and by Chatas. So I understand that if it would just say it by Nazir, if it would just say it by Chatas, I wouldn't be able to learn Nazir from it. Dechulin Mekachim Lo Gamrina. Right, we're not going to learn chulin nazir. Right, we're not. So if you have a chumrah by chatas karbanos kodshim, we're not going to apply that chumrah. Right, the chumrah would be in this case tam keikar. We're not going to apply that to nazir. So I need to teach it by nazir for sure. El lichtov rachmana benazir v'teisi chatas v'tigmar mineh dekha kol yisurin shabatora kagamar minazir. And then I would learn. So teach it by Nazir, and then everything I would be able to learn everything from Nazir. Learn that Tom Kicker is a thing by Nazir, and I would apply it to Kutchim, I'd apply it everywhere else. Meaning, you, Rabbanan, believe that you learn from Nazir Tom Kicker, and you apply it everywhere. Then why would I have to say it by Chatas? Rabbanan Amri Lach, Rabbanan's going to say to you, No, you need to teach it. Chatas leheter mitzvah shichle chatas leheter mitzvah le iser v'chulin mekudshim lo gamar. You have to teach it by chatas, and we can't learn chulin from kudshim. Umishras litein tam keikar, and mishras is teaching us tam keikar. So basically, the rabbanon are actually saying that we actually learn two principles from here. Like we're backtracking a little bit. Really, that they're trying to teach. Heter mitzdarif l'isser, and we need to teach this by chatas, because chulin bikadshim lo gamar. Umishras, that teaches you tam ke'ikr. Umikana tadan l'chol Torah kula. So, the Rabbanan really hold that from Nazir we learn tam ke'ikr, and that actually can be applied throughout the entire Torah. And Heter l'tzarif l'isser, that's not so literally applied. That we see by Chatas. Rabbi Akiva, maybe they would say that you would apply that because this is the only case we learn it from. V'chulin mikadshim lo gamar. You don't learn from that. You don't v'chulin from kadshim. Rabbi Akiva, Tarvayu lehetem etzdarif l'isser. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees with them. He says, no. Both of these two sources, Nazir and Chatas, are both teaching me the same principle of hetem etzdarif l'isser. And therefore, v'havalahu shnei ksuvim abayin ke'echad. Therefore, you have a case of shnei ksuvim abayin ke'echad. V'kol shnei ksuvim abayin ke'echad, ein melamdin. And we don't apply this beyond itself. So the Rabbanan are essentially saying there are actually two different principles being taught here: Tam Ke'ikr and Hetem Etzdarif L'Isser, and therefore you could apply them beyond just these cases because this is not a case of Shnei Ksuvim Agbayim Ke'echad. And Rabbi Akiva says no, they're both teaching you the same principle, not Tam Ke'ikr. They're both teaching you the same principle of of Heter Mistarif L'Isser, and therefore you have a case of Shnei Ksuvim Abayin Ke'echod, and therefore in Malamdin. Amar Li Rav Ashi L'Rav Kahana Elohad Tanya Mikol Asher Yaseh Migefen Ayayin Mechartzanim Ve'ad Zog. But we learned in the Brisa that this pasuk by Nazir, Parshas Naso, from anything that that is made from the vine, the wine, the chartzanim are the seeds, the adzog are the grape skins. Li made al yisurei nazir shem restarven ze im ze. So this is teaching you that the yisurei nazir combine with each other. Meaning, if I have half a kezias of grape seeds and half a kezias of grape skins, that constitutes the minimum shear. But hold on. Hashtag Rabbi Akiva, Isser Heter Mestarfin, Isser Heter Mestarfin. But hold on. According to Rabbi Akiva, he learns from Mishras that Heter and Isser can be Mestarif to form the minimum shear. So Isser Isser Mibaya? Does it have to teach me Isser Isser? Grape skins, seeds and grape skins? So Amar Lay, Rashi said to him, no, sorry, Rav Kana said to Rav Ashi, Isser Heter Babas Achas, Isser Isser Beze Achar Zeh. No, no, there's a Chiddush. The Chiddush here is that when Rabbi Akiva learns from Mishras that it's Isser is Mishtari, is Isser, a Heter is Mishtari for Isser, that's if you eat it together. So if there's, let's say, bread that was infused with the Anovim, and now you eat half a kezias of this bread with half a kezias of the grapes or half a kezias of the wine, that is going to constitute, that's going to be considered a full kezias. However, if you would eat the grapes, half a kezias of grapes, and then afterwards, not vasach, zeh achar zeh, I don't know exactly what that means, but zeh achar zeh, half a kezias of the bread that was infused with the grapes, that would not count. That's not iser, hetem esarif l'iser. However, if you have half a kezias of grape seeds, and then you, I don't know, wait how long, but half a kezias of grape seeds, and then after that, have half a kezias of grape skins, so that, because that's what the pasuk is teaching you, it's a babas achas, and that's going to be a full kezias. Good. End of that sukkah. Ms. Nisan, we learned in the Mishnah, batzek she besidake areva. So if you have dough that is in the cracks of an areva, right, a kneading bowl, a kneading trough, im yesh kezayis b'makam echad, chayiv lebayir. So let's take a look at this. Okay, so Rashi doesn't want to explain it yet. We're going to see what we're talking about with this dough. But you have some sort of dough in the cracks of the kneading trough. It's actually part of the ceiling of the cracks, possibly. So if you have a kezias in one place, right? So it's like, let's say, a crack big enough to hold a kezias. Chayev levayir. You have to do bir chametz on that. V'im lo. Where's that? V'im lav. V'im lo. Okay, right. V'im lav. And if not, bato b'miuto. It's butthole in its mute. Not that it's butthole in a greater thing, but it's so small, it's considered butthole. V'chein le'inyin ha'tuma. And similarly by truma. Im makbid olav, chotzeitz. If he's makbid about it being there, he doesn't want it to be there, it constitutes a chatzitza. Interposition. Vim ratza b'kiyumo, but if he wants it to be there, harihu ke'areva. It's actually part of the areva. Okay. So let's analyze. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo shanu el b'makom she'in asuyin l'chazek. This is only taught in a place where it is not there to be mechazek, to strengthen, or to really to hold, as we're going to see. Rashi says, I'm going to finish the line of the Gemara, and then we'll put the Rashi. Av b'makom she'asuyin l'chazek. But if the dough is there to be mechazek, it's to hold whatever it is in this bowl, eino chayev levayir. You don't have to be mevayir it. Michlal, which implies, to pachos mikazayis, if it's less than a kazayis, afilu l'makom she'ein asur l'chazek, eino chayev levayir. Right, because our Mishnah said that if it's a kazayis, you need to be mevayir it. And Rabbi Huda is saying in the name of Shmuel, That's only talking about if it wasn't there for part of, as part of the sealing of the bowl. Rashi just says over here, Uperish lo shanu de kezayis v'makom echad chayv levayer. And it means that don't remember that it's a kazai is one place, you have to be mivired. Ela she'ena sedakin b'shulei areva. Only if the cracks are not in the bottom of the areva, makom hatsakas mayim. So over here it means l'chazek as to hold water. That it's l'chazek is to hold. She'hei batzek ze mo'il areva l'chazek amayim. That the water is, sorry, that the dough here helps the areva hold the water. Ela b'fdov to say in makom, but if it's in a place that helps with the water, it's like becomes like the wood of the trough itself. Okay, so this is a chiddush, right? That if you have less than a kazayas. So based on Shmuel's teaching, if you have less than a kazayas of this dough, you wouldn't even need to be mevayeret. However, there's a different way to learn Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Called kazayas afilu b'makom hasur l'chazek chayav chayav levayer. I'm sorry. Okay, ika, yeah, Evan.
Okay, fine.
Ika demasni la'aseifa. So there are some who actually learn Shmuel's qualifier on the seifa. The imlav bata b'miuto, right? So back, we're taking a step back in the Mishnah. So right, if we have dough in the cracks of the areva, if there is a kazayas in one place, meaning not a little bit here, a little bit here, but in one place is a kazayas, you have to be mavirit. And if it's less than a kazayas, it's going to be a bata b'miuto. The imlav bata b'miuto. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Lo shanu el makom asur lechazek. When is it going to be batal b'miuto? Only if it's in a makom that's asur lechazek. Al makom she'ein asur lechazek, chayv levayer. Michlal dikzayis afil makom asur lechazek chayv levayer. So even if the dough is there to help seal the crack in the bowl so that it can hold water, if it's more than a kazayis, do bir chametz on it. That's a very big difference where you apply this this teaching of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Okay, so and what's going to happen now? The Gemara is going to Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Basra. There's going to be a brisa that's supportive of the Kalishna Kama and a brisa of the Kalishna Basra, and then we're going to see a Machlokas Amorayim, which one we're going to hold. Like, okay, yeah, we'll call it. We'll call it here.